Welcome to another exciting week with the Christian parodies from your favorite band, Apologetics. This is a show we call Apologetics with an X. I'm Jerry Q, the DJ, and here's my friend and yours, Jay, the lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics.
Hi, Jerry. It's great to talk to you again, talk to the listeners out there. You know, you're Jerry Q, the DJ, and earlier this week I was Jay at the DQ with my daughter, Kelly, and the rest of our family, but it was her 17th birthday, and she wanted to go to the DQ, one of those chill and grill, or grill and chill, whatever they are, where they actually cook, too. So that was her birthday meal wish, so we went there, and
very cool.
We started today with a song called Go Witness, parody of Roll With It by Steve Winwood. And I'm going to roll with the rest of the songs we're going to do in the next set. We have Crowd of Foreign Girls by the Beach Boys, originally California Girls. These are all Beach Boys songs. We have Serving the Father, a parody of Surf and Safari. Then Bower Lambs, one of the most popular songs by Apologetics ever, a parody of Barbara Ann, which the Beach Boys did as a cover version of the Regents. My 9-year-old son, TJ, recently found out we did this song, and he didn't know. He just thought it was some classic song that Bower Lambs Apologetics does this. I told my wife once that that's going to be what's written on my tombstone. That like Eddie Murphy said that on his tombstone it would just say Donkey from Shrek, because that's his claim to fame.
Or Mel Blanc. Mel Blanc says that's all folks on his.
Mine's just going to say Bower Lambs. Then we have John Wan, a parody of Fun. And then Help Me Rhoda, from the early, early days of Apologetics. It's a little rough around the edges, but kind of amusing. It's a parody of Help Me Rhonda, the number one hit the Beach Boys had in 1965.
Early in the morning till the stars come out, there's always something coming along. don't get confused. I'll tell you, serving God is wild. I'll give you big things if you're faithful in the tiny things he's chosen for you. Come serve, save me, sink at your creek. Yeah, I'm going to thank you, serve him with me. Come on along, serve, save me. We're lambs. Ba 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 ba. We're lambs. Oh, ba 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 ba. We're lambs. Ba 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 ba. We're lambs. Ba 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 ba. We're lambs. He's got a flock of lambs who know him. Robbers can't steal him from his hand. Ba 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 ba. We're lambs. Went through the fence looking for some friends. God saw me scram, so he brought me back again, cause I'm alive. Ba 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 ba. We're lambs. Ba 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 ba. We're lambs. You got to follow where he's going. God'll take you in the promised land. Ba 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 ba. We're lambs. Ba 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 ba. We're lambs. He's got a flock of lambs who know him. Robbers can't steal him from his hand. Ba 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 ba. We're lambs. Tried many moves, tried getting loose, tried petting zoos, but I knew they wouldn't do, cause I'm a lamb. Ba 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 ba. We're lambs. Ba 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 ba. We're lambs. You gotta follow where he's going. God'll take you in the promised land. Ba 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 ba. We're lambs. Ba 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 ba. We're lambs. Ba 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 ba. We're lambs. Ba ba ba.
Forgot all about what Christ very nicely told them I am now. But here's a way we know that the Lord Jesus wasn't just a good man now. You'll see that John 1:1 tells us God is really Jesus the Word. Jesus was the Word made flesh now. You see that John 1:1 tells us God is really Jesus the Word.
John 1:1 tells us God is really Jesus the Word.
Well, you knew all along, but you had to get some Bible proof now. And if you look yourself, you'll see the things we talked about are all true now. You'll see that John 1:1 says Jesus is God and not a big guru now. And you'll know John 1:1 tells us God is really Jesus the Word.
Apologetics with an X. We're here for you each week at this time on your favorite radio station. And you can also stream Angel 95 FM. We're at www.angel95fm.com. When we air the show in Central Time, it's on the air at 7 Saturday and Sunday night and at 11 on Monday morning. Again, that's in the Central Time zone. But hey, it gets better. You can stream the show on demand anytime. We're talking 24/7 at the flagship station. Again, the address is www.angel95fm.com. Jay.
Yep, and this song is originating, as Jerry said, from the heartland of America. So we have some country songs for you coming up from this in this next set list. We have a parody of Save a Horse by Big and Rich. Ours is called Save Your Voice, Quiet Down Boy. Then we have a parody of Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart. Ours is called Fakey Shaky Parts. It's about people who want to say that certain parts of the Bible can't be trusted. And then we have I've Got Elijah Fightin' Baal, a parody of I've Got a Tiger by the Tail by Buck Owens. And if you're just a pop music listener, you think that's Buck's only hit. And it was his only top 40 hit, but he had a bazillion number one country hits. And even inspired people like the Beatles, who did a cover of his song, Act Naturally. Then we have Devil Went Down to Jordan, a parody of the late, great Charlie Daniels, Devil Went Down to Georgia. And finally, Bends to Low Places, about the fact that whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And it's a parody of Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks. I did hear a parody once called I've Got Friends in Crawl Spaces, and I think that's pretty funny, too.
Yeah.
Stressing about 100 different bills. Man, it kills and it thrills like a thorn stuck in Cinderella's heel. And I'm bothered by a couple pounds I found. I think my body's getting round and this clown ain't never gonna be the same. But the battle is the Lord's and I might as well get busy. I'm making God annoyed when I wallow in self-pity. Fighting must be done God. God told us rejoice when the world says, save your voice, quiet down, boy. Yeah, the Bible says, praise the Lord, nice and loud, boy. When I don't give him thanks about nothing, I'm sinking in bleak thinking, my morale's a stinking. Don't get down, and I wouldn't trade my reward up in heaven's gates for success that fades or some cheap charade. And there's not a long way left anyhow. And the battle is the Lord's, and he'll fight it to the finish. I'm raising up my voice, and it works like Popeye's spinach. It must be done God's way. And God told us rejoice when the world says, save your voice, quiet down, boy. Yeah, the Bible says, praise the Lord, nice and loud, boy. Dread about what's ahead. Look back at what God did when Christ was sweating blood. God's son got onto that Calvary road. When I find that I'm inclined to whine, having myself a rigorous time, I'll be knowing this is not as far as he had to go. A thorough evaluation of my final destination had me thanking for salvation all life long. So I look to God, he's big and strong. He can use it when my whole world's wrong. And I figure if I really know his son, I should speak up when things get rough. And the battle is the Lord's, and my attitude is lifting. I make a lot of noise, like it says in Psalm 150. Fighting must be done God's way, and God told us rejoice. And the world says, save your voice, quiet down, boy. And the Bible says, praise the Lord, nice and loud, boy. What, what? Praise the Lord, nice and loud, boy. And the Bible says, praise the Lord, nice and loud, boy.
tell the world with banners all unfurled. You just learned theology 101. You can say you went to Bible school and then the class you took said half the book was wrong. You can fill your heart with lots of question marks. You still tell me Jesus is your Lord. But I can tell you this, if it was hit or miss, I wouldn't read the Bible anymore. Don't tear apart the sacred word of God. You just gotta take it as it stands. Cause if it's all a bars with fake and shaky parts, you might as well dump it in the can. John and Luke and Mark was wrong. You can say that's not what Christ would say. But tell me, brother, this, did Jesus tell a fib? He said his wrath will never pass away. Go read verse 3:16 and 2 Timothy. It says all scripture comes with God's okay. So you out there, goodbye, and watch out for your pride, cause I've been walking out on you today. Don't tear apart the sacred word of God. You just gotta take it as it stands. Cause if it's all a farce with big shaky parts, you might as well dump it in a can. And Abraham and Lot, Isaac and Rebekah and the twins, and Ishmael I forgot, and Jacob and Esau, the Bible bones built upon these men. Don't tear apart the sacred word of God. You just gotta take it as it stands. Cause if it's all a farce with fake and shaky parts, you might as well dump it in the can.
Elijah fighting Baal, it's plain to see. I know I ain't much, but you know who's with me. You choose your way, but you'll learn and I won't fade. And it looks like I got Elijah fighting Baal. Well, I talked to Ahab when he was the king of the land. Said it's time to make you understand. Bring all your false prophets up to Mount Carmel, cause it looks like I got Elijah fighting Baal. I've got Elijah fighting Baal, it's plain to see. I know I ain't much, but you know who's with me. You choose your way, but you'll learn and I won't fade. Yeah, looks like I got Elijah fighting Baal. Let's have a contest to call fire from the sky. You go first and then I'll have a try. Well, 450 prophets cried out to no avail. Now it looks like I got Elijah fighting Baal. Woo! You're the God of Israel. Please prove I'm right with the fire from the air.
tale in the book of the Bible, Elijah fought and bailed. In the book of the Bible, Elijah fought and bailed.
Down to Jordan, and he was looking for a show to steal. He was in a bind, cause Jesus came to find the people willing to make it real. And he came across the Son of Man, saw him in the desert and praying to God. And the devil jumped upon a chance to tempt him, said, "Boy, let me tell you, it's hot. I guess you wouldn't show it, but I can tell you're craving food. And kid, I'm scared this desert air might get the best of you. Now you ain't been eating your victuals, boy, but now your dinner is due. So if you're really God's son, you turn these stones to bread and I'll butter it for you." But that would be a sin, cause it ain't by bread man's gonna be fed, but by the word God's given him.
John the Baptist washed the Lord, and that's where it all starts. Cause Jesus left the Jordan and the devil hit him hard. And if he wins, you get to walk on heaven's streets of gold. But if he sins, the devil gets your soul.
Said, "Why don't you throw yourself off this temple top as I watch you from below? Cause I'm sure you know that God will send all his angels to assist. And man would believe that you're him if they saw you did something like this." Jesus said, "Well, you're tempting God, old son. And it's written down in that book right there that thing should never be done.
Shout for the mountain what God's done. The devil ain't a match for the rising sun. But you can never tempt God, did you not know?
Said, "Jesus, if you'll just worship me, then I'll give you gold that glitters, every crown and all you see." Jesus said, "Devil, just turn on back, cause I'm never gonna buy your scam. I love God too much, I'm gonna resist. I suggest you better scram." And we say,
"Shout for the mountain what God's done. The devil ain't a match for the rising sun. You can never tempt God, did you not know? Man, he doesn't live by bread alone."
Cause my God bends down to know. then God bent near the floor. Ever since that night, I put faith in Christ, and I know my hope is assured. Yeah, I didn't need a washing machine to give me a shower. And is with me now, and I feel safe, 'cause my dues are paid, and I'll be okay. And my God's big on total grace, 'cause if we slip and fall, He will go save us. Well, my God bends to no places.
So much for being here with us on Apologetics for the Next. We've got some new listeners out there who not only need to know how to listen to the show, as we told you the last break, but they'd like to own some of these songs. And you've reworked some of them, maybe hundreds of them, I'm guessing, by now, maybe, what, 700? But anyway.
Yeah.
Well, how many parodies have you written? I guess I asked you that one, but and sung, and how can you get a hold of some of these? I know you've got, like, the thumb drive that has all of them on it.
Yeah, we've recently done, we recently reached our over 700 that we've released. We've written quite a few more than that. We're always working on more. I'd love to get to 1,000, Lord willing. We'll see how that all works out. You can get them in different ways. And we have different versions of certain ones, too. So we have more than 700 tracks. We have many, many more than that, because we have live versions and early studio versions and rarity versions and stuff. But over 700 songs, 700 parodies specifically. And you can get them all on a thumb drive on our website. Yeah, get them there for a donation. You can also get individual songs. You can get a complete collection on digital. You know, you don't even get the thumb drive. If you want to just do it that way, you can get them on iTunes, Amazon MP3, Pandora and Spotify, just about any place you can get digital music. And you can order actual CDs for you old schoolers out there. We have plenty of those. We're getting ready to release our 60th CD, hopefully later on this month. So it's already in the works. So, yeah. And that's an exclusive, Jerry. I haven't told anybody else that yet.
Wow. Excitement. Yeah.
There's members of our band who may not know that.
Yeah. Yet. I was listening to you. I have the thumb drive, and I have thumb drive capability in my car, but I did listen to you on CD yesterday. So I still have some of those. Maybe probably about, 30,000. But anyway, not just Apologetics, yeah. But, anyway. What we got coming up next, Jay?
Well, first of all, we're honored that you listen to us, Jerry, and we're even more honored that you play us. What we have coming up here is the song Last Night. It's a parody of Last Kiss by J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers, although we do the Pearl Jam version. Both songs went to number 2. The version I grew up with was a song that went to, like, number 34 in 1974 by a Canadian group called Wednesday. So this song's a 3-time hit. And we've done it twice, but both times we did it as the Pearl Jam version from 1999. It's about Peter looking back on the night after he betrayed, after he denied Jesus. Then we have I Feel God. It's a parody of I Feel Good. Well, actually, the song is called I Got You, parentheses, I Feel Good, by James Brown, a number 3 hit in 1965. Ours is just called I Feel God. The guy singing lead on it is a guy named Sputzy Sparacino. He's a great R&B singer in our area. And we had him do this. I wrote this song years ago. Didn't know if we'd ever get to do it with a full-fledged band, but we did. And Sputzy's just such a great singer, and he's used to singing that song. So we said, Sputzy, you know, he did it. Then we have I'm Gonna Feed. It's a parody of I'm Gonna Be. The full title, I'm Gonna Feed 500 Mouths. And the original title, I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles by the Proclaimers. And this is one of my favorites. We used to love doing this one live. And it's about Jesus feeding the 5,000. And you may say, wait, I thought you said 500 miles. Well, you got to listen to this song to hear what you say.
Oh, well, oh, where can my Savior be? The Lord, they took him away from me. They've gone ahead and nailed him onto the wood. So I can't see my Savior when I need him most. He was down on
stop. spirit inside. For life, now how about you? Ow! When I told you, yes, my Lord, you know that I can do no more. And when I told you, he's my Lord, the Lord will move in my heart. I feel Christ's spirit inside.
That was written by Jay, by the way.
When I bake stuff with the dough I'm gonna need, I'm gonna be the man who makes some bread for you. When I go out in a boat upon the sea, I'm gonna need a net and row a long way too. And if I catch some fish that float up to the deep, I'm gonna be the man who bit some fish for you. And if there's flavor, yeah, I know I'm gonna eat. I'm gonna eat some and I'll save the rest for you. And I have washed 500 mouths, and I have washed 500 more. And I've seen a man who bit 5,000 mouths at once, and that's the Lord. When I watched him, yeah, I know what I've seen. It was a teacher man who taught the whole through. With so many coming forth to watch that dude, it would cost someone every penny just for food. Send them all home, Lord, you know they gotta eat. They told the teacher man who said that's up to you. With 5 loaves and 2 fish from Galilee, I'm gonna feed a man that going home renewed. And I have washed 500 mouths, and I have washed 500 more. And I've seen a man who fed 5,000 mouths at once, and that's the Lord. The teacher man was done, they sent out food. And men were eating, yeah, I know they got a treat. They got a treat about the size of Timbuktu. Well, I've no doubt,
well, I've no doubt,
that in 1917 you're gonna read it, I suppose, the numbers skew. But in the front row,
in the front row,
don't you know I had a seat? I saw at least 12 baskets of leftover food. I gotta be in math, so son, I know. Watched 500 mouths, and I have watched 500 more. And I've seen a man who fed 5,000 mouths at once, and that's the Lord.
Had a tough crowd,
had a tough crowd,
and up now,
and up now.
Da 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 da.
Grab her up, count,
grab her up, count,
add 'em up now,
add 'em up now.
Yeah, da da da.
500 miles, and I have watched 500 more, and I've seen a man who's been 5,000 miles at once, and that's the Lord.
Apologetics with an X as we close out another awesome show. Jay, tell us again where they can find out all about the band.
Sure. Yeah, well, you can come to see us at apologetics.com. And that's apologetics with an X, like the show says. Just make sure you spell the name right, apologetics.com. You can go to Facebook, search for us. We have a page there. So remember, it's apologetics with an X. And you can go out to YouTube, and you can find all kinds of apologetics videos there, too. And we're going to close today's show with a song called Check Out the Book. This is... I'm singing with my daughter on this one, and it's a parody of Roxette, The Look.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.